Next week, Glenwood Springs residents will choose one of the four at-large city council candidates. They are Rick Davis, Shelley Kaup, Jonathan Gorst, and Charlie Willman. I spoke with each of them individually, asking them the same questions. Here are their answers.
Your name, please.
Shelley Kaup.
Your age?
I am 56 years old.
Charlie Willman. I am 66.
My name is Jonathan Gorst, 44.
Rick Davis, 66.
Occupation?
I'm retired, but I work part-time in maintenance.
I'm the owner of the Riviera Supper Club and Piano Bar.
I'm an attorney.
I am an energy efficiency advisor and sustainability consultant.
If you could accomplish three things as over the course of being a city councilman, what would those be?
Well, the first thing is that we have to finish the Grand Avenue Bridge. The second thing, and I think it's equally as important, is fixing the infrastructure in the city. And the third thing, and even more difficult, is solving the transportation and housing issues.
Number one, to revitalize the downtown core. Number two, to work on the South Bridge and that project with the state and county authorities. And number three, to establish a performing arts center here in Glenwood Springs that serves the community.
We are short on affordable housing. We also need to work on the childcare issues and just overall the crunch of traffic.
The first one would really be to establish a welcome feeling with the city council at large so that when citizens came in, they would feel comfortable. Number two, we have on our voting coming up right now a pot tax. The thing that I would really like to see is that Glenwood work out something with CMC that we can sponsor the first 2 years of any graduating student from our town, pick up the tuition, pick up the books. And the third thing would be the recycling that we had recently lost in town. Make it easy for the people in Glenwood to go one place or another, to drop off their daily use of things.
How big of a deal is the confluence to you?
It's only a concern if it becomes a question of overdeveloping it. To me, the confluence is a natural, beautiful place that can really be something that has the look of the gateway to the Roaring Fork Valley. And I think it would be a mistake to put a lot of shops and restaurants on it.
The confluence is a very big deal. It's one of our projects that we can look to in the future as a way to grow Glenwood Springs and help define who we are.
I mean, what would you like to see happen there?
I'd like to see us put it out for either regional or, you know, nationwide design competition so that we can get ideas from across the country. How do people develop a beautiful piece of property that sits at the confluence of two incredible rivers?
The confluence has really been studied a lot. The DDA and the city a couple of years ago, along with the Sonoran Institute, really looked closely at the way to make that and activate that. And that was with a lot of citizen input. So people that talk about design competitions, I think are really missing the boat. I don't think we need that. I think we have, you know, a good idea of what the citizens want.
I think that if we keep a lot of that area open, if we create access to the rivers, and maybe have some very specific little projects for some housings, I think that would be beautiful, and it would be such a great thing for our town if we could do that right.
Why do you think that you're the best person for the job?
I think that I have a proven track record of really listening.
I was the music director for the national tours of Cats and the Phantom of the Opera from Broadway, and I spent 17 years on the touring circuit, traveling through the greatest cities in the United States, and got to see how those downtown cores really worked. I think that's one of the most unique perspectives that I can bring to the table.
I really get things done. When I was on the Downtown Development Authority, we got things done. It was a fairly inactive organization before that. And I want to take that same ability to get things done into a city council. How are we going to make this city good so that 20 years from now, people would look back and say, hey, those people did a good job?
I just feel like I bring kind of a vision for the whole community and wanting it to be developed into the strongest place that Glenwood Springs can be.